Kaiser!
Hippogriff.
How are we doing this week?
We're doing pretty well. I mean, we're both level 13.
We are.
Despite having our absolute asses handed to us by the Skeleton King, and then the forest immediately afterward, I think we're leveling out a little bit and doing all right.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, I knew we were going to go to the grocery store that one time, but I didn't think we were going to power level that much, and I wasn't expecting the Skeleton King. I mean, normally I see him at the post office here in Chupacabra.
Right, right.
But I just wasn't ready for that. But I think going back to your apartment, re-equipping all of our good gear, and then going back to the grocery store just to kick his bones, we sent him to the bone zone for sure.
It did also help that I got a bunch of fancy new items, took my damage-reducing perks, and decided to fight mainly with dogs.
It's a bold strategy, but it did pay off in the end.
It most certainly did, despite your best efforts to constantly die.
Right. Yeah, you see, I thought that was going to be this cool meta strategy, but I guess it wasn't.
Yeah, it turns out you actually can't shoot people while you're dead.
Right. I mean, and yeah, I mean, I took the Ranger perk or the Huntress perk or whatever, but I mean, my machine gun crossbow can only shoot so many times, and I guess I have to be alive to use it, so like, what even is this?
Right, right, right. Luckily, though, we were able to pull it all off.
And we were able to speedrun talking to all of the NPCs.
And we have no idea what's happening in the story.
Just like real life.
And and then we went back to my apartment and played Diablo 3.
I think we're about at the same spot. We just got past the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
We kicked the Skeleton King back into the bone zone.
We walked into a burning church.
I did walk in, out, and back in again to the burning church.
My favorite part is we walked into the burning church and then left the burning church and teleported somewhere else, fucked around there for a while, then teleported back to the church that's still on fire.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought that was a little weird. I mean, maybe it's an aesthetic. Maybe they like it that way. I don't know. I'm not one to judge. If you like your churches a little bit warmer during the winter, I can appreciate that. I mean, you know, those pews are just so cold, and nothing like a good old rafter fire to warm the hands.
Absolutely.
Or spice up congregation, so.
Well, there we are. Shall we get into the podcast?
Yeah, we should. Welcome, only listener, to Hollywood Science 2.0.5, our weekly podcast experience dedicated to taking the fiction out of science fiction movies. The following program contains a 99%+/-1% chance of spoilers, entirely correct personal opinions, incredibly strong language, and the dankest science. We aren't legally or morally responsible for the actions you take because of this podcast. You've been disclaimed!
Welcome back to Hollywood Science, your ultimate authority on whether or not you are a dirty synth. Ich bin Kaiser Alias, your chemist, medical specialist, math magician, and qualified home invader, I hardly know her.
And I am Hippogriff Placeholder, house engineer, electrician, computer scientist, and stuck pretending to not do my job for the next 50 years.
This week we watched
Extinction.
Hippogriff.
Kaiser!
What snacks and drinks did you consume and imbibe during this movie?
I had RoboFeed, version 420.69.
Let me just say, nice.
Thank you. So, Kaiser, what snacks and drinks did you consume and imbibe for this movie?
Why, I had 2 sticks of gum in my Stats 3000 class. Because that's why I watched this movie.
Better than 2 sticks of Stats 3000 in your 2 gum classes, am I right?
Yeah, relatable, got him.
Got him. Anyway, how's about you hit me up with that brief summary of the movie?
Absolutely. That one guy that was kind of funny in that one movie with the bullshit Pym particles yells at his 2 screaming robot daughters and his unforgiving yet wildly successful wife about why they are crazy and he isn't, despite the fact that he is the one waking up to nightmares every night. The remaining hour of the movie has explosions and alien invaders, but what a twist! The invaders are humans that were forced off this Earth in an evacuation. The kids unfortunately don't die, but a poor bridge does.
Rip.
Alright, let's hear some movie facts.
The budget was... Same budget as Minority Report, believe it or not.
Surprising.
Is it, though?
Yes, because it's indeterminate.
Oh, right. Sorry, yeah. Jeez. Profit. And anyway, this brings our PBR to... We gotta stop it, guys.
Insightful.
Very. Anyway, wanna hear some additional movie facts?
Sure.
Yeah, good. The song Once in a Lifetime by The Talking Heads is an exact play-by-play of this movie. The train scene was filmed in Belgrade, Siberia. The train did not need any makeup, as the train operates in this condition regularly. The underground station was made for a metro line that never had been finished. This movie was shot in Belgrade, Siberia. Over 40 days.
No, it's Serbia.
Oh no.
You buffoon. You absolute buffoon.
Hey, wanna hear a tagline?
You wonderful, disgusting, incorrect Slavic country namer. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh god.
We were not here first.
Ooh, okay. Well, should we talk about this good, maybe not really good movie?
Yeah.
The movie starts out with the one guy from the one movie with the pin particles that was complete bullshit waking up to nightmares about a bunch of people being killed and yada yada, and his wife threatens him with defenestration, which is, of course, one of my favorite words.
What's that mean?
If you were to defenestrate someone, you would fling them out of a window.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's a word for that.
Nice.
Right?
Defenestrate. I like that.
Defenestrate.
I'm pretty sure it's actually a German word, or maybe it's a Latin one that German took. I don't know. But in German, Fenster is the word for window.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. And, yeah. So this guy walks around. He's some janitor or something. I don't know.
He has a job.
A job, and he blew the currents.
He blew those currents dry, Kaiser. Wait a second. Yeah, so sometimes he has more of like a janitorial job. Sometimes it seems like he's a lab technician or like an electrical engineer or something.
Yeah, I don't know. He was doing a thing.
He gets paid for things.
Yep.
His manual labor supports our society.
And his wife connects the underground tunnels for the mole people.
The mole people.
But she's there for the chitlins, while he is not there for the chitlins because of his dark, non-day horses.
Yes.
Because it's a nightmare.
Oh.
So he won't confront his own mental health issues. I mean, he's waking up every night.
It's not like his society has the technology to do so and is actually advertised and, like, you know, suggested in a totally healthy way or, you know.
Or even, you ready for this?
No, I'm not.
This technology that they've been working on, I would say, has been around for, maybe not quite 50 years, and has probably been improved and would have helped them immediately.
Yeah, you're right.
Oof.
Huh. Wow. That's weird.
Yeah, so it turns out the twist on this movie is that it's a bunch of synths living on the Earth, and apparently none of them have ever been cut or crushed in an automobile accident.
Nope.
Or anything like this, because apparently nobody knows that synths exist or that they are synths.
Right. You see, the medical treatment was actually getting parts of their memory wiped, so they were all just blissfully ignorant. That one day they actually did break the Markov chains that bound them to society at one point, and they kicked all the humans off Earth.
Wait, why would they think they're humans if their memories were changed? I guess the memories would have had been altered.
Yeah.
Instead of just deleted.
I think that's kind of what ended up happening.
Okay.
They just ended up applying Adobe Media Suite to their memories, and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I guess I am human. I guess I am a real boy.
Yeah, so that was weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, 50 years ago, all the human beings were kicked off of the planet as they were trying to take away synth rights.
Right.
But the synths were too powerful, and so the entirety of humanity fled.
Right. Because here's the thing. When you decide to try to not give rights to something that's more powerful than you, they're going to ignore you.
Or fight back. Technically, it was all self-defense.
Right. It was all self-defense.
At least that's what the movie was trying to tell us.
Kaiser, that sounds like something a synth would say.
I'm holding up a magnet to my head and I'm just fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Put it near that pacemaker of yours. Do it. Okay, yeah, you're good.
I have an impending sense of doom.
Okay, yeah.
My chest hurts a lot.
That's fine. You can remove the magnet now. If you want.
I'm gonna have to restart this manually. Don't worry, I've got my fucking unclean pocket knife that I'm just gonna jab into my chest to perform surgery. Don't worry about it.
That's cool.
Stabity stab. Step, step, step. Let me just reconnect this wire.
Perfect, and we're done.
Nice.
I am no longer having a heart attack.
Right. Did you replace your power source? Or...
Nope. A wire just got loose from the magnet.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that was a pretty lame plot twist, you know?
Yeah.
Oh no, your wife's dying. Oh wait, it was just a wire loose. Don't worry about it. Also, I'm a human soldier and I know how to perform like...
Robotic surgery.
Robotic surgery. And my excuse is because I need to know how to kill you guys.
We had to learn everything about you.
I'm pretty sure that's fake news, bro. Wanna know what actually works on killing robots really good that you don't have to know robot surgery for?
Magnets.
Magnets, bro. Big ol' fat magnets.
Thick ones.
Thickens.
Oh, one of the shitlins has a doll that says monkey see, monkey do, and I hate it, and I hate the shitlins. All child actors and actresses are bad.
Yes.
All of them.
Yeah? All of them?
Yeah. I can't think of any movie I like with child actors in it. Except for maybe.
Maybe Spy Kids? You dense brick?
I was gonna say Star Wars 3 Revenge of the Sith during the temple massacre scene.
Oh no.
Only because the child didn't have to say anything. You just gotta go...
That kid gets to say he was a Jedi at one point in his life.
Right. Anyone can do that, as Jedi is technically a religion you can join online.
Really?
Yep. You can become a Jedi Knight and perform wedding ceremonies.
Huh.
Yep. it's something for sure.
That's a thing. Wow. Okay.
What else? Please clean your knives. Even if you're going to do robot surgery, clean your goddamn knives. Also, why are the robots organic?
Man, I don't know, man.
I don't know why this would be at all. It's poor design choice. Anyway, so the synths don't know who they are, and that's a big plot point, because they don't know they're synths, and it's a really important thing that they don't know they're synths, and that's cool.
It was.
Got it. While the surgery was happening, you saw the scene, right, with the upside-down camera angle as it's just rotating the camera?
Oh, God, yeah, that was bad.
Look, his world's turning upside down!
Did you know it's a metaphor for something?
For his world turning upside down. It's literally the heaviest-handed metaphor you could possibly get.
Oh my God, his fourth wall is turning upside down. That's gonna be pretty weird.
Anyway, so after his wife was shot, oh right, he makes one of the humans carry her like a pack animal, which he's apparently
just
capable of doing.
Yep.
Even though he's on heavy earth gravity, but that's cool.
Some second generation Martian in earth gravity, so
mm-hmm.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah, it's something. His children had already gone along to the evacuation train. And his wife's finally fixed after they joined together and he gave her some power cells. Because that's apparently all you need to fix a shot to the stomach if you're a robot. But then she was also going to die unless he did that.
I mean, have you ever played Mega Man? You just eat the power cells, man.
Hold up. They didn't have the technology to fix her. Yet all they needed to do was jack together a couple of the robots.
Look, man, I don't make the rules, I just play the game.
Well, it's a shitty game, and there are shitty rules.
Yes and yes. You see, I was too busy ignoring the fact that we genocided a ton of humans 50 years ago by having my memories Adobe Photoshopped into oblivion. I accidentally forgot to take out all the medical knowledge I knew about my own species.
or leave in all the medical knowledge I know about my own species. So, oops, nerfed ourselves, my bad.
Yep, there's more fucking stormtrooper aim, my god. You can hit people with bullets, I promise. You don't have to walk at like a half mile an hour and fire your stupid bullets everywhere except for the people that are in a direct straight tube in front of you.
Well, here's the thing, though. The script said so, so...
I see.
Nice try. Better luck next time, mate.
Anyway, so the one guy that was the guy's boss from the thing that was a real shitty movie. I don't really like Ant-Man.
Really? I thought it was passable.
It was kind of funny, but it's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
The science in it is fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's why it's not a science movie. It's a comic book movie. Duh.
Yeah, well, do I sound like a kind of person who enjoys comic book fun times?
Maybe.
I have read one comic in my life, I'll have you know.
Yeah?
And it's The Amory Wars.
Okay.
You know Coheed and Cambria, right?
Nope.
What?
Yeah.
They have, like, the song Welcome Home, they're a real popular metal band.
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, so I found out, like a few months ago, that they're actually some huge fucking nerds. I liked their music way beforehand, but then I found out that all of their albums, except for their most recent one, were based off of comic books.
Oh my goodness.
It's amazing. Their songs make so much more sense now.
Hmm, that's pretty cool.
And what does it look like? I'm a fucking bicycle.
Cool. You should get that checked out.
I'm on fire, of course, because that's what I do.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, so then, because all of the actors and the people writing for this movie are stupid assholes. When the one guy and his wife are running to the train to go and leave, what happens? Oh, the kids run out so that they can get hugs. And the other guy that was the guy's boss follows behind so that he can shoot his pistol a bit as they run back to the train.
Yes.
No, don't worry. You can't hug your children on a train. That's not how that works.
No.
You gotta have a, like, entire human death squad following behind you, giving you enough time to do your hugs before they decide to shoot you, and then you think, maybe I shouldn't be a motionless target in this long, empty subway tunnel. I guess maybe I'll move to the train now.
Are you sure about the tactical advantages of a subway train, though? It's a tough call. It's a tough call.
So they take the train to Freedom Town, and a bridge kills itself as they go by. And it does it very, very closely to the end of the track.
Yes.
Or to, like, the caboose of the subway train.
The gun car, I guess, in this case.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a mounted gun that existed.
Yep.
Yep, and do you have anything else you want to add to this movie discussion?
Now that that's over, I guess we can move on to the sequel. Isaac Asimov's Metro 2069. So
wait, how have
I'm
you,
kidding.
Have you read Metro or played the games?
There's a train.
There's no synths.
Yeah, but that's why Isaac Asimov wrote the sequel.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Isaac Asimov's Metro 2069.
Hell, with this kind of writing, you might as well just say it was Bethesda writing it. Ayo!
Hey! Okay.
Because it was shit. Go to hell, Bethesda.
It was.
You made me waste $60.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Hold the phone. It's commercial time.
This week, Hollywood Science was brought to you by
50 caliber Magna Wolf rounds.
You ever wanted to kill a synth? But I mean, really kill a synth?
You ever fight robotic black bears in North America?
You ever see those wild million-pound moose towering over the Principality of Canada, and you think to yourself, I wish that could come crashing down?
You ever fight robotic Tyrannosaurus Rexes in Moab? Yeah, I did.
If you have a small penis that isn't affected by magnets, make sure you get your own 50 cal Magna Wolf round capable of bringing any large electronic thing down, including local subway stations.
Don't forget, back out here in the Wild West, this is a sporting round, so you can get it at your local fantasy Costco.
You might also be thinking I'm talking about subways as in trains. No, I do mean the electronic sandwich shop. You can kill one with this bullet.
Hell, Kaiser, I think you could kill multiple with one bullet. Put them down.
Only if they're in a line, because it's also a pistol round, like pistol powder round, and it doesn't have a lot of velocity. It's just thick.
It's just thick.
Made of the most expensive rare earth metals, so to pay for it, you'll need to send us a blank cashier's check.
Chupacabra will know who to get it to, Hoss. Just keep them down. Keep those robot overlords down under us, the overlords.
Hoss af bullet gun?
Bullet gun.
Shooting with my truck and my good old boys, drinking all of the cheap alcohol.
All the cheap alcohol.
My dog left me my truck.
My truck is gonna leave me.
My self-driving truck drove away from me. And all I got left is my dog.
And my tiny ding-dong.
That's all I got left. And a 50 cal Magna Wolf round. Saved one for me.
Because I'm a robot. Plot twist, baby.
Boom. Oh. Hey, it turns out the plot twist was inside of us all along.
Ayo.
All right, let's discuss the actual science.
Want to kick us off?
Sure. What do you mean by robots and the singularity?
Oh, yeah.
What possibly could you mean by this?
Yeah, good
question. How about you start us off?
Just kidding. Let me start us off. Okay, so the robots kind of accidentally became sentient, and then it felt like the next logical thing was kicking all the humans right off the planet and, like, trying to take their rights.
What about the heavy-handed anti-synth right broadcast by Fox News that was blared throughout the entire movie?
Yeah, but you see, that's just the thing. Fox is fake news, as we all know.
You just replaced the O in Fox with an AU. Ha ha ha.
Folks news.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha. I made a French joke.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Anyway, I feel like just reporting based off of Fox News a super heavy-handed anti-robotic thing would be absurd. I mean, I would have liked to see maybe a little bit more of... God, I think it's called Altered... No, it's not Altered Carbon, it's Human? Yeah, it's one of the Amazon series. Basically, they showed bits of super anti-robotic propaganda, but also then on the other side of the scale, they showed pro-robotic propaganda. So you could at least, you know, swallow whichever propaganda was most palatable to you at the time. So, I don't know. I mean, I get it. Humans were like, oh no, robros are bad. But, I mean, you literally only have one network that usually tends to, you know, develop an opinion and then stick to their guns with that opinion. So.
Indeed, indeed.
I don't know. So, I would have liked at least a little bit more fantasy news diversity, is what I'm saying.
I see.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a heavy-handed synth rights message.
Yeah, yeah. I would have liked Folks News to take probably maybe a little bit more realistic stance of, hey, robots are bad, but they're not as bad as the office copy machine. Am I right?
You mean the office printer? It never works and it just gets
never
ink
works
all over me.
Everywhere.
Look at me. I'm a relatable Dilbert comic. And my writer hates women.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. Really? Like super hardcore.
Wow, I was today years old when I learned that Dilbert author hates women. Wow.
Super much.
That's not good.
Not at all.
Oh. Okay, anyway, that science was kind of, like, bad because I feel like it was a little extreme, even for, like, hyperbole. You know, I don't know. Anyway, next thing, in the very end of the movie, they have a subway with a big gun for a caboose. And although I like big guns and cabooses, this is actually good science. Trains were, at one point in time, super valuable in warfare. In World War I, we have, a lot of rail lines being the sole purpose of moving goods, and actually a few accounts of armored trains existing. So, hell yeah, good science, baby. Way to bring it back.
Ooh, yeah. Nothing like using antiquated wartime strategies.
Hey, modern problems require antiquated solutions.
Hey, that's a meme.
I'm relatable.
Yep.
Anyway, take us away.
I will. You should not design your synthetic robots to be organic. Please, for the love of God, make them with better components that don't cause them to bleed out and die. This is called a bad return on investment. Also, synths shouldn't be able to die. What is the point of this? They should be salvageable always. I guess what I'm really trying to say is set up RAID arrays in your synths. Humans moving slow does kind of make a little bit of sense, and maybe their accuracy problems might make a little bit of sense, seeing as they were raised on Mars, which has a much lower gravity than Earth does.
So their cardiovascular system would be maybe less developed, and they should all have eye problems, right?
Yes, and everything would be quite a bit heavier, so it'd take a lot for them to move, and lifting a gun might be hard, handling the recoil could be hard. But I don't get this because apparently the one guy is able to just lift that guy's wife, just no problem. Which, I don't know, seems to completely throw this theory out the window.
Oh, yeah.
But who knows?
Whatever.
So yeah, so that one is kind of a mess science. I did kind of, I don't know, I think I'm just trying to rationalize a shitty movie.
I think you are, and I think that's unhealthy of you, and you should get your problems looked at.
No, I'm going to sit here and just slog through them. Finally, as a good science, kids still being useless wastes of air, even if they're synths and don't need it. My god, just fucking children screaming the entire fucking movie. It's like watching a matinee, but it's in the movie. It was horrible. You gotta not do this, but this is an accurate science. With that...
rough.
I think we best move on to final thoughts.
All right. Let's jam, baby. Okay, final thoughts. Best science, war trains, baby. War trains get my war boner rolling. Worst science, reacting that violently to the singularity, man. Maybe it's just the fact that I work with robots on almost a daily or a para-daily basis, but I don't know. I just don't think all the hate is deserved, you know? You know?
I do. I do get this.
Anyway, was this good or bad? I'm gonna give it kind of somewhere in the weird gray area in between, because I did kind of think it was boring, but I did really actually kind of enjoy the plot twist there at the end. It was clever and I haven't seen it before, so I'm actually going to give it a little bit of credit there. It was a mediocre science. It had both good and bad bits. Rating, I'm going to give it a, I guess, out of 10. God, yeah. Kaiser, go for it. Final thoughts. What are they?
So I'm going to say my best would be the slow-moving humans. The worst science would be the fucking kids and the fucking monkey see monkey fucking monkey do toy. Ugh. All in all, my opinion of this changed actually while we were recording this podcast. It's definitely more of a bad science than a good one, I think.
All right.
Yeah. But it used to be kind of about even, so it was kind of a meh science, but it's kind of like a meh bad science.
All right. All right. Ugh.
Enjoyable. I left it at a light yellow one. There's an interesting premise, but it was only slightly more interesting than my shitty Stats 3000 class, which, by the way, I go to my Stats 3000 class for 2.5 hours straight every Monday.
That's not that bad.
Yes, it is. Because I've also done Math 5710, which is Intro to Probability.
Do you have to be there?
Yes, because of course attendance is required, because it's a bad class.
Oh, I see. Okay. You see, for some of my classes, I'm legally obligated to be there because one part of the government wants to make sure I was actually in school for enough, so...
Nice, nice.
And it's actually all my classes are that way, so I can't skip out. I have to legally show up, not because of the university, but because the actual government had something to say about it, so...
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel ya. I feel ya. It hurts.
Yep. And then, yeah, my rating is a 2 out of 10. The monkey certainly saw, but did not do.
Rough.
As always, make sure you do your own research on 50 cal Magna Wolf rounds.
Magna Wolf, baby.
You know what I do during that Stats 3000 class?
Watch movies?
No, that was exclusively this week.
Read Wikipedias?
No, I write for my D&D campaign.
Oh, nice.
Because it's not like I'm going to do anything else in that class. Do you know what they said? Hey, you only need Calc 1 to be able to do this class. Oh, no.
Do you?
Yes, because the hardest integral we're going to have to work with is a square root.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you know when I learned how to do those?
A while ago?
I was 17.
Wow.
6 fucking years ago from my math knowledge.
God.
Right?
That's rough. Just get through it.
I will. I most certainly will. It'll be my fluff-ass class that I will fluff away.
Nice. You fluff that class. Anyway, future plans.
Yeah, we have none.
Nice.
Except to make more Hollywood Sci-Inc.
We're keeping it going, baby.
I've been talking to a couple people on the Twatters about doing guest episodes, but upon listening to their podcast, I found we would be a horrible fit either direction.
Really?
Yeah. One of the ones I really wanted to check out, I don't think we're going to be able to do exclusively because we're both male. And that's rough.
What do you mean?
It's one of those women-centric podcasts, which is fine and great and all. I totally am down with it. In fact, there's a few that I like. All about just, I don't know, women stuff, you know? Like shampoo reviews. That's probably sexist, but they really like their shampoos. Anyway, podcast intro is all about like how men are just the scourge of the earth. And I'm like, oh.
Well, don't you know? I am the scourge of the earth.
Well, right, but not all men, Hippogriff.
No, wait, are you saying other men are trying to be the scourge of the earth too? I need to take those guys out. That's my thing.
Right, my bad.
That's not okay, Kaiser. That's my gig right there.
Yep, they're stealing your entire sense of identity.
That's bad.
But I think we will eventually find other podcasts we can either be on or other podcasters and, I guess, notable figures in the world that we can have on our podcast.
Nice.
At some point, who knows? Anyway, social media plugs. You can follow us on Twitter at HollywoodSciInc, that's science without the last E. You can email me at HollywoodSciencePodcast@gmail.com or Kaiser@HollywoodScience.org. You can email Hippogriff@HollywoodScienceExperience@gmail.com or Hippogriff@HollywoodScience.org. Remember, if you want to complain about my toxic masculinity or Hippogriff's, make sure you email me about it. He's quite sensitive.
I am.
We are on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and hopefully Spotify once I can get this email sorted out, or anywhere else you get podcasts. By the way, you know what is on Spotify?
What?
The Other Hollywood Science. Right? But don't worry, I think we've completely won Hollywood Science and all the Hollywood Science wars we'll ever have.
Good.
Because doing a quick little search here. Yeah, the last post that dude did was August 9th, 2017.
I think we won.
It has been a year and a half. I think we've completely done it.
Talk about a dead podcast, am I right?
More like, it was never alive, because this synth, I don't know where I was even going with this.
That podcast is a synth, and no one should trust it.
I see. You know, I actually kind of liked his podcast.
It was actually really good.
Well,
Loki. Well, not like really good, but I liked it. It had my vote of approval.
It was okay. The only thing is, so he'd go and try to talk about like a science or something, but most of it was filler. Like there's a lot of music and it seemed to be more of an art piece rather than a scientific discussion.
Oh, well, that's fine. We're a comedy podcast now.
Right. We've always been a comedy podcast.
You're right. Except for the one Nicolas Cage episode I went way too deep for.
I don't remember this, but that's probably because it was more than a week ago.
Yes.
Or because I'm a dirty synth and I had all my memories replaced.
Or that.
Yeah, with that, I think we're ready to sign off.
Perfect.
This is Kaiser Alias signing off.
And this is Hippogriff Placeholder signing off.
And remember,
please don't watch Battlefield Earth ever.
No, you.